is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Iran, the JCPOA, the talks in Vienna, reawakened. However, I go to the Wall Street Journal in these last hours, a report about the talks. This is Iran's nuclear enrichment could imperil talks, diplomats say. Subhead, senior European diplomats. Remember, the U.S. is not at the table, but other signatories of the JCPOA are in attendance. Senior European diplomats warn of risk to nuclear talks if Iran enriches uranium to weapons grade. I welcome Rich Goldberg of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies to help me sort through diplomatic speak, because Rich has recently introduced me to a term of art that I love. I absolutely love for the Iran talks. It's the most attractive way to describe the Biden administration's fresh approach to the talks. Maximum carrots. Rich, a very good evening to you. What is a maximum carrot? And it does not appear to be, at this point, successful in the talks that have restarted in Vienna. Good evening to you, Rich.
Good evening, John. Always a pleasure to be with you. When you look at the past 10 months of where we've been, we've gone from maximum pressure into these maximum carrots. You stop enforcing sanctions. You actually lift some sanctions to give Iran access to billions of dollars to pay off foreign debt, stabilize its economy. You back off in Vienna at the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, with any censure resolutions. Iran starts enriching to 20%. You don't do anything. Iran starts going to 60% enriched uranium. You don't do anything. They start limiting access to the IAEA. You pull back these censure resolutions, even from our European allies that you wouldn't expect to be aggressive, but you pull them back. Maximum carrots, keep the regime happy. They attack U.S. troops in Iraq or in Syria. Don't respond militarily. Maximum carrots. And so they've gone to the table here in Vienna 1 week after the IAEA Board of Governors met and did nothing in the face of nuclear escalation by the Iranians. And we're faced with headlines that, guess what? The talks aren't going well. The U.S. has no leverage and Iran is driving the train.
The new president, Ebrahim Raisi, does he want a deal or does he gain more by denying a deal?
Ultimately, the supreme leader of Iran hasn't changed what he wants. And I believe his ambition is to have nuclear weapons without suffering a military strike from the West. They were on that path in the 2000s. They believed that it was possible that a military strike would come if they went too far after the regime's clandestine program was exposed. And so they sort of went into an assembly line factory type way of going toward the bomb, where you move quietly, productively in the different areas you need to perfect so you can quickly put a nuclear weapon together in the future. And they got the greatest coup of all, the JCPOA, the nuclear deal, which actually provided them all those pathways to get to that nuclear weapons threshold status if they just followed all the sunset provisions of the deal. So what do they want? They want to keep those sunset provisions. They don't want that to be snapped back via the Security Council, which could happen. And they also want economic relief. They want more sanctions lifted. They want trade and investment. They want to have their nuclear cake and eat their sanctions relief, too. And so that's what they're vying for here. If no one's going to stop them enriching to 60% uranium, if no one's going to stop them limiting access to the IAEA, then they can continue moving forward on their nuclear expansion while continuing to collect the benefits of maximum carrots for as long as possible.
Some weeks ago, it is my memory, Rich, we've talked about this at the time, it appeared that the talks were broken. And I believe Rob Malley, the chief negotiator for the United States, was putting out what you'd have to say were discouraging words. Has something changed since those days, or was that always part of the diplo speak?
Nothing has changed because as evidence of the United States being in Vienna today, rather than having gone to the IAEA last week, pushed forward a censure resolution, started enforcing sanctions, et cetera, they continue on plan A, which is just keep throwing more carrots at the regime and hope to goodness they agree to something. And as that desperation to get something increases, you start fearing that the deal that they're willing to accept gets worse and worse and worse. You know, we started the year of President Biden saying he wanted a longer and stronger deal to replace all the flaws of the JCPOA. That evolved to just getting back to the JCPOA. Now it looks like we're looking at something even less than the JCPOA, where Iran gets more and they get to keep a lot of their nuclear gains and get money to boot. I mean, that's quite a policy failure over the last 10 months.
We have allies, Britain, France, and Germany. Are they of one mind, or do they have insights into this that are not in Washington?
The only potential weak link here is the Brits under a Tory government. It has been a shocking disappointment that since Boris Johnson became Prime Minister of Great Britain, that the United Kingdom has remained steadfast in its support for Brussels' foreign policy in this matter. They did not complete the snapback at the Security Council. They did not support the Trump administration attempting to do so. They have remained in the JCPOA all the way till threats that Iran may now go from 60% rich uranium to even 90% rich uranium. At some point, the question is, will Her Majesty's government say, this is not a good policy for Great Britain, for Europe, for the West? And in fact, we are now willing to force the E3 in a different direction of policy and bring Washington along with it. And that would start with a snapback of Security Council Resolution 2231. Take those sunsets away from the Iranians. Don't let them have their nuclear cake and eat their sunsets, plus their sanctions relief, too.
The puzzle also about our adversaries, China and Russia. At one point, the story was presented to me, Rich, that Moscow can read a map and that nuclear weapons in the hands of the Iranians and with their ballistic missile program means that Moscow and the major city of Russia are in reach. Does Russia go along with the idea of Iran becoming a nuclear power?
I think that Russia has long believed, and this is true in other areas as well, that they can sort of have it both ways. Iran's a provocateur of the United States. They are a client. They are a purchasing entity of Russian nuclear facilities, potentially Russian arms. They obviously are allied with Syria, a client state of Russia. So there are strategic reasons for the Russians to take Iran's side. They do that in the international arena. You've seen them do that at the IAEA. The Russians are the cheap propagandist for the Iranians in the International Atomic Energy Agency. If you follow their ambassador on Twitter, you'll see a lot of Twitter fights that I get into with him. He is the chief propagandist, even better than the Iranians themselves for the Iranian position. However, I do believe that in the end, they think that either the United States or Israel will take care of the problem militarily if it ever gets out of hand. I think that that's how they've always seen a lot of these issues. Why should we be on the bad side of the Iranians in the end if the U.S. or Israel is going to strike their nuclear program ultimately anyways? Let's just say we were open for business. We had your side. We're sorry the Americans and the Israelis did that to you. Let's keep going, and we're willing to keep selling you arms.
One more diplo-speak interpretation, Rich. Thank you. This is the quote from unnamed senior diplomat at the talks of the three Western European nations. The quote, it would seriously imperil the process as provocative if Iran did something as provocative as going to 90% enrichment. What would that mean, imperil the process, 90%? Does it mean that the lights are turned out and the process is over?
I think it's one of the most comical statements, John, because one would think that any diplomat worth his or her salt would perceive 90% uranium enrichment, which is weapons grade uranium, to be have already crossed the red line for military action. So, yes, I would bet that military action against Iran's nuclear program would, in fact, seriously imperil the talks in Vienna. So I don't know if that's a euphemism or if that's just a happy European who just doesn't get it, but quite the comical statement.
Rich Goldberg, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, from maximum carrot to maximum force. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.